We've been running a program called Channels of Hope for Gender, and particularly directing these towards our faith leaders in the communities and working with them to change attitudes, which they are then being transformed by and then communicating with their church communities, and that's leading to quite a significant change in attitudes amongst women and men, which is vitally important for change to take place.
Now, on the one side, previous figures suggested that as many as 3 in 10 women still believed that they shouldn't be a decision maker within their relationship. That figure now, I gather, is down to just 4%, which is a significant change. I mean, effectively, that means that the vast majority of women feel that they're perfectly entitled to take charge of their own lives and their own decisions.
We've also been able to shift the attitude of many men in the same community, so that those who believe that a woman should be able to accuse her husband of rape rose from 70% to 83%. And these are quite important changes in attitudes.
But what that would also tend to suggest is if we have that marked change in attitude, then therefore the numbers of reported cases should start to rise because more women will come forward who maybe felt unable to do so before. So we'll have to be very cautious, I would suggest, in the future when we look at those figures in terms of what's behind them.
That's correct. And we also know that from Australia that many women will report violence, but they won't actually go to the authorities to make change happen. I think the other complicating factor in many countries where the legal systems and the support systems are not as mature, then women are less confident in coming forward to get help. And so the problem of domestic violence is compounded.
Do we also have to bear in mind that whilst there may be some very entrenched attitudes in the Pacific Islands that we need to deal with here, that those entrenched attitudes exist just as much in the developed world, in Australia, for example, as perhaps they do as anywhere else?
Correct. But again, I think the difference is that the systems, as the support systems, the legal systems, the protection systems, more able to, women are more able to rely confidently on the support. I was recently in Myanmar and I met a woman who had been trafficked into China into a forced marriage that was brutal. She was a very fortunate person because she knew personally the policeman in her hometown. So she was able to reach out to him and through that connection was able to escape. But she's extremely unusual. Because the systems are just not mature enough to help women who end up in those situations.
Mention of your recent visit to Myanmar, I mean, I understand that in that particular country that they've been making use of youth clubs there to try and influence the attitude of younger people. I mean, they, of course, obviously the adults of the future. If you can get to them at an early stage and establish the correct attitude between men and women, then it's going to be much easier down the track.
We've seen a significant drop in the risk to young people in those youth programs, 26% when the program started to just 8% who are vulnerable to trafficking. So many more of the young people are able to describe that the challenge or the risk that they face, and therefore through that knowledge are able to resist it. There was a woman called Lee, a young lady called Lee in Laos, who said she was approached by someone with an offer to take her to Thailand, but she refused to go and didn't allow the person to contact her. And she said she was only able to refuse that because she had learned from the youth club.
So underpinning all these efforts and underpinning the continuation of the Channel of Hope program that you talked about is this question of empowerment. It's giving particularly women the courage to stand up and say no when they need to say no, but also giving the men the courage to come out and actually adopt a much more enlightened attitude than many of them have currently.
That's correct. And there's many men who've actually transformed their attitude to women. And from a biblical position for in the Solomon Islands in particular, where 90% are Christian, that's where they've been taking their views on values and treatment of others. So it has been a really exciting program for us. We have expanded the program to other countries, operating from different faith bases. So in Muslim countries, we work with the words of the Quran. to educate and change values around attitudes to women.